TAB on HQ.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed first four pool on the Golden Slipper at Rose Hill Gardens today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. Ron Duffus, he's beside us, and we can tell you that Rose Hill, we are racing today. It's a heavy 10. We've had 27 millimetres of rain overnight, and we are going to get a few more quick showers go through this morning. They gallop two horses on the track. They zip past us here in our OB van, and it was Lester Grace and Travis Wolfgram. They didn't slip. They said the track was certainly safe. It's genuinely very heavy, a heavy 10, but no issue. There's no surface water, no squelching. So the meeting is definitely on. As I say, good morning to you, Ron. That is great news that Golden Slipper Day is on.
Oh, fantastic, Andrew. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have testing, obviously, testing conditions here today. But we have a meeting, and hopefully the crowd get out here and get behind it, because it's a fantastic, a wide-open Golden Slipper. I don't know if there's any champions in it, but I think everyone's got a ticket there, the golden ticket. Yeah. And it's just a matter of they get the luck.
Well, it's interesting. Just Hootson could be a star.
Could well
maybe
be.
Catchy's the star.
Well, they're the two unknown, unbeaten horses. Aren't they? So you don't know how good they are until they're beaten.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And who knows? She Will Rain could bounce back, given that it raced on that real heavy track there
easily.
Randwick. So it's a heavy 10, penetrometer 6.31. The other news of the morning, Invader is officially out of the Golden Slipper. Remarkable and so bad timing for these things to occur. But on the eve yesterday, Peter and Paul Snowden found the stone bruise with Invader. It didn't pass a fitness test. It's been scratched this morning, and Chauffeur gets in for Josh Parr, who's already texted me this morning saying, I've got a slipper ride. So excited, and runs for Gerald Ryan and Damien Flower. Mike Fraser is also on HQ Saturday normally as well. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. We may have to change this golden slipper to the golden gumboot, but it's fantastic that they're racing today. I must admit, I'm a little surprised. It's brilliant that they've got this meeting to go ahead. I can rest assure you, I think if they were racing at Randwick today, we might be in a bit of trouble, because the rain really hasn't stopped here. But really looking forward to the meeting. And as Ronald said, it's probably one of the widest slippers you'll ever see, thrown to the fact that we've got this heavy track. And, you know, I think run of the race stuff's going to play a big part. And it's going to play a part in a number of these races today. I think, you know, I think there's four or five races where there's a distinct lack of pace. So, you know, on-pace favours may suit a few horses here. But all in all, really looking forward to this meeting. Looks a tip-top meeting.
We've got a 10-race card to preview in an hour's time. We're geared up for 10 races. So we've got to be on time this morning. Now,
you're in charge of that.
Munsey's in at 8 o'clock. So that's the biggest task between 8 and 9, to do 10 races with him. That's
yes,
the issue.
That's always a challenge.
That's the issue we've
well,
got.
The one thing you've got to do there is just don't ask him a question.
No, exactly. Just let him do the markets and then just turn the mic off.
He makes his own questions up.
Yeah, I know, he does. There's been a few extras just while we've been on air this morning. So these are the current early scratchings for the program here at Rose Hill as Ron dives for the form guide. Race one at the moment is clear, thankfully. Race two, number seven, Hermosa Beach has come out. Race two, number seven. Race 3, number 5, Glen All, 9, Demolition and 13, Raymond. So that race hasn't changed, 5, 9 and 13. Race 4, number 2, Preferment's come out this morning. Race 4, number 2, so the Randvet now has a field of 7. Race 5, the China Horse Club, George Ryder, 4, Tosin Stardom and 7, Endless Drama have come out this morning. So 4 and 7 out of race 5. Race 6, the Rose Hill Guinea, sponsored by Sky Racing, is clear. Race 7, number 7, Invader is out, as we've told you, Invader. And then go across to race 10. So the Galaxy and the Epona are clear. Race 10, 11, Invincible George. 14, Leamy Astray. and the emergencies 18 Calabasas and 19 Gladfly. So 11, 14, 18 and 19. So they're the current earlies. We've just got to hope now. We've just got to hope, Ron, that it can hold together.
Yeah, look, get all the rain away this morning and, you know, if we get a nice clear day, well, no rain during the day, yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yep. And as we've told you, the gates open for members at 10:45 and 11 o'clock for the general public. And there's so much area out there that you can, you don't have to come outside if you don't want to. If there's a little bit of shower activity through the day, you don't have to come outside. You can watch it from the grandstands.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear that, you know, that all they're expecting is another mill or two.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That's the main thing. Righto. Just ahead of our first guest, Grafton Racing today has been called off. Ron, they got 70 mil in 5.5 hours.
Wow. It's, yeah, I could see that radar last night.
You were watching it last night, weren't you? Hey, Mike,
that.
Can you imagine Ron with the radar last night?
I tell you what, I opened the weather app 40 times last night, so I'm a bit like Ronnie.
I would have thought the Gold Coast was in a bit of trouble as well, but obviously they've dodged most of the, hopefully they don't get it later on.
No, exactly. So Grafton is off. Canberra is a tab program that will now pick up. It's the first, good four at Canberra, and we'll preview that on Sky One and Sky Sports Radio at around 9:45 this morning. First guest this morning, up and bouncy, Craig Williams for Golden Slipper Day. Hey, Craig, have you made it to Sydney yet, or are you on your way?
No, we're just nearly at the airport. We timed it well because I believe there was going to be a trip inspection at 7, so worst case scenario, we're going to get there just after 7, and luckily we don't have to go home and play from the couch at home, so I'm looking forward to being up there in hopefully about 2 hours.
Yeah, heavy 10, but it's certainly safe, Craig, so that's the main thing. Ron's here, let's go through them, mate.
Catchy, Craig, what's your gut feeling about her on a heavy track?
Well, she hasn't got any bad habits, but she loves to fight and to win. She doesn't know any bad habits, so I've no doubt, even if she doesn't like it, she's going to try on it. And if she does like it, well, then I'm going to have a lot of fun with her. So we'll wait and see. No one knows. She's never been on it, bar on Thursday morning. I believe the stable put her on for a canter around, which is a great idea. And I guess the first time I'll get a feel for it was when I go to the gate. So I'll have a better understanding when I canter to the gates, I'd say.
She's drawn nicely in the middle of them there. Is she one-dimensional out the back? Does she have to be right out the back?
No. One thing I loved about her when I was making my decision about who to ride in the Blue Dime was the fact that she's one of the few horses that you could actually have... you could ride her on speed and she was effective, and you ride her back and she's effective. So I just think she's a really versatile filly, and it does give you options, but... Even though she's drawn the middle, most of the horses inside of me all can hold a spot. So it's still actually quite a draw if, you know, they all jump cleanly and race their normal pattern. So I haven't seen the track and haven't seen how races are going to be ran. But I would assume that there's a lot more pressure in this race than there was in the Blue Diamond the other day.
Your other rides on the day, Big Duke, any experience on him? He looks a tough bugger.
I was just going to ask, do you think we should keep Hooch in the outside?
Well, someone's got to. I was actually interested when David said he was going to go back on Medina there. I thought she might have been up there keeping Hootson in her sights, dragging the field up, but I can't see a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I heard that too. I winced when I heard that as well.
Can you revert back?
Well, you're going to probably have to go to the stewards.
No, I mean, you judge it.
She won't be easy to ride back anyway. She knows nothing else but jump and run, so it'll be interesting to see how Regan gets to work with her from the gates anyway, because it's all right to have instructions, but she's only known one thing since she started, so it'd be interesting.
Craig, just on that, with the pattern of the race, and we know how quick she is out of the barriers, we saw that in the Magic Millions. I know it's a total opposite track condition today, but do you ride watching her or keeping an eye on, or are you riding your own horse and riding the pace for your horse?
Well, I guess that will really determine about how the races are ran. And if you're looking like they're not making ground from back, which is probably an accurate assessment of the track, because horses that handle it, you know, and they've got good speed, well, they just keep going. And those that don't, well, they just stop. So I think my first concern has to be the fact of being mindful of the first time going right-handed. And the second part is being on a wet track. So I think I've just got to worry about her on face value. But if she goes to the gates and she just relishes it and gives me a feel like she just loves that type of footing, then all of a sudden that I might have a different feeling going into the gates than what we had leaving the mounting yard. So a lot of that can change, and I know that she's versatile. That if I wanted to be close to Hootson, I know she's got speed to be close, then so I could go with her, but I could be close to her enough anyway. Hang on a sec, guys. We go to Valley.
Okay. Craig Williams just arriving at Melbourne Airport and telling the driver just I need to be dropped off at business class. Just if you could drop me off that area, please.
Well, imagine if I rode for Colin McKenna, he might have been able to bring his jet up. It would have been easier, wouldn't it?
He could have, he could have.
Big Duke in the first?
I really like him. He really ticks a lot of bases. He's got a European horse, got wet track form, and the thing I like about it is he's got confidence from his last start win and at 2400, so it's going to be a slog. I know it's a small field, but all those horses do handle the conditions, and it's quite an even lot of horses, so I like him, and I really like him on the minimum as well.
You've picked up a good ride on Raymond in race two. She's a nice filly.
Certainly is. She was in two races, and I'm glad that they've gone for the race that I could ride her in, for me anyway. But obviously they're leaving against her same sex and taking on the girls, even though they're older girls. And look, she's got great form. She's got nice speed. And the barrier just means she usually offsets that with a natural racing pattern. And I think she's also, they all have to run down.
Generalissimo in race three, you haven't had any experience on him. He was good prior to Hawkesbury last time.
I actually rode him Randwick last year. And he ran well right out of grade at that time. And when you go through his form, he's run well. If you can forgive his last run, which was first time up in trip, then I think he can run a cheeky race from an inside draw, and he's won on heavy. So I think he can run a cheeky race from his draw.
Coming through, did you come up and ride him work on Tuesday?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
Got your spies out there, Duff? What's going on there?
Yeah, it was early too. It was nice and early. We got on the course probably before the rain came, and no doubt I would say that he did really appreciate getting on top of the ground, but that's not going to be the case. But he did still get through soft ground, which we saw last time at Randwick. He's going really well. He's happy. He's well. And his form's strong enough that, and from the nice draw and the way the race is going to be run, I think he's going to be one of the main chances in this race, and he can win the guineas if everything goes right for him.
In the Galaxy, Cepedo. Look, he drops 5 kilos here, and he's had a Sydney run now. He's have to be a chance.
That's the things I really like about it. And he does love wet track, and there is going to be a lot of pressure in this race, and that really does suit him. He likes to see a bunny in front, and it's been interesting, this preparation. He's been quite keen throughout his races, so I would assume that having this type of pressure, and everything going right for him, he can win the Galaxy. I thought that Stone's horse is the other one that comes down nicely and waits with him.
Yeah. This mare in the last, Gabella, she had some good wet form overseas before she come here.
I like her back to me. It's great. Second up. And she's drawn a really nice barrier draw to get every favourite from there. And the stepping up in trips, she's going to take a lot of beating in that race.
Mate, we thank you for your time. We'll see you up here through the day. Safe travels up, mate. And let's hope that everything goes to plan with Catchy in particular.
Look forward to seeing you up there, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Williams there, Melbourne Airport, bound for Sydney. It is so unknown, Mike, isn't it? Just the conditions, we know they're safe and everything like that, but for particularly the youngsters, just to handle it, and it's remarkable, isn't it, with the Hayes, three of them, Tulip, of course, ran on that soft here last week, but the others have seen nowhere near a track today.
No, not at all, but I might add that, you know, a fair few of our Sydney two-year-olds in recent times have got to experience their foot into the soft conditions, so all goes well for them. But yeah, the visiting Victorians, it's a whole new ball game for Catchy and co. And interesting to hear Craig say that Catchy's heart, like she's going to want to run through it even if she can't, so all goes well for her, I guess, in that respect.
Yeah, for sure. Happy Hannah has just come out of race 9, the opponent, race 9, number 5, Happy Hannah. is an extra, so we're sitting at 13 at this stage for Rose Hill. Repeating, Invader is officially out of the Golden Slipper Chauffeur. We're going to talk to Gerald Ryan. We were hoping he could make the OB van to do it this morning, but he is under the pump now, getting Chauffeur right. Toby Edmonds is online. Ron, such an exciting time for Toby to come to Sydney from the Gold Coast there with Hootson lining up today. Morning to you, Tobe.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. I guess, you know, you've got to hold the excitement back and everything like that, I guess, until hopefully a bit after 4 o'clock today. But the build-up just seems to be perfect going into it.
Yeah, we had a perfect preparation going into the race. Been a bit of a dampener, obviously, with the weather this week. It hasn't let up. It's been hosing now all week, so we're very unsure about the track surface and how she'll handle it.
But she's settled in, first trip away, Tobe?
Yeah, no, well, Ron, she's very mature and a great eater. We sort of, that was never an issue as far as we're concerned, but she's handled it really well.
Obviously, she's got that natural speed to just get across wherever we should have a pattern in play by the slipper. She'll be in the right part of the track where you think?
I think so, yeah. Looks, the barrier door probably isn't that much of a concern now, but the track's off, so, you know, plenty of time to find the right spot, and pretty sure Jeff will get there.
Just on the pace that we saw in the Magic Millions, and I fully respect that we're on a totally different surface today, given a heavy 10 and things like that, but has she got the capability, again in a race like the Slipper, Toby, to show that speed from that draw?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think if you've done the pace figures and what's on it, there's nothing in the race that can, if we want to... You know, I want to push it from the barrier. There's nothing in the race that can match it for league speed. So, if we want to use that, we can. So, but, you know, once again, we'll just be guided by what happens throughout the day and ride it accordingly, I think.
If she comes through today, okay. Will she take further part in the carnival?
Look, she's paid up for the size, but I'd strongly doubt it. I think we'd give her a break and let her mature a bit more and... come back for the spring.
What about this travelling companion today, Sile Feed? What's in mind for her later on?
Look, the owner, Mr. Sagiguchi, was keen to run her in a race down here, and he was so keen to run the George Rider that we threw her in, and she's ended up in the race. So, look, we're hopeful, more than confident. She's a nice filly, but that's probably 12 months away from these type of horses if she was going to get there. So, look, we can just hope she handles the track and gets around safely.
Well, you got the weight of Queensland on your shoulders today. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Do you feel the pressure, Tobe, or are you one that copes with it okay?
Oh, look, I think, you know, if you didn't feel the pressure, you wouldn't be in the game. But, yeah, look, it'll be pressure coming to the race. It just would have been a lot more pressure if the track was fair and equal. You know, we you're a live chance. And then, as I said, we're just not quite sure about how we go right now.
Understand. Mate, we'll see you out here through the day, and you've got the experience of Jeff Lloyd aboard. That must just help you greatly going into this race today. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Toby Edmonds there. Mike, how important... a silly question this in some way, but on a track like this, how important is Jeff Lloyd to that pitcher?
Well, I think that the important thing is that should be noted is the horse's speed. I think Hoots is going to have the bluff factor up his sleeve today. No one's going to want to go nearer. No one's going to be able to go nearer. Everyone's going to come out and be on tender hooks. And look, she's just going to be gifted that lead. And it doesn't matter where they want to go. Everyone in the back of their mind, they just know for a fact they can't go with her. So, I think she's going to get such a soft time coming across, such a soft time up on the speed, especially if the other runners give up, as they said initially, that's what they're going to do. And, take her out of the race, and there's not a great deal of pressure there, Ronnie.
Yeah. Look, I think that's her greatest asset today, that intimidation factor, because she has, exactly what you said, she has bluffed them out of the lead here, and jockeys will think, oh, no, she's in front, but they won't. Hopefully they realise, well, for their own sake,
what pace they're going.
What pace they're going, because if this comes to the... She gets the turn and she's gone three-quarter pace. Well, we know she can rattle off a sectional.
Yeah, the only thing, exactly. The only thing Jeff Lloyd's got to do is just make sure that he comes out with that in mind, knowing that he's basically going to get there without much pressure. If he can get her under control, and she seems to come back to him quite easily, and she's got energy left at the top of the straight, goodbye sailor, it could be all over.
Well, the one that flew home in the Magic Millions behind Hootson is now in the field, Chauffeur, with Invader coming out and Gerald Ryan. He's not far from us, Ron. We could probably nearly see him all the way over there in his stables. Gerald Ryan is on the line. Morning to you, Gerald.
Good morning, Andrew. Right.
Obviously not ideal for the connections of Invader on the eve that they found a stone bruise. It can happen so quickly going into any race, but obviously a golden slipper. But you're now there. How do you see Chauffeur in the race, given what the horse did behind Hootson? I know it's a direct opposite track and everything, Gerald, but how's your confidence with the emergency?
I'm confident he'll run very well. He'll improve heaps off Canberra, which he has done. He went to Canberra without having a trial and without having a race in some Magic Millions, and he was in pre-teach off Canberra, and he worked enormous on Tuesday morning.
What's your feelings about him in the wet track?
Anyone's guess, Ron. I'm not real sure. The only time I've seen him on wet ground was the pre-season, the early TR trials, and he ran second in a TR trial at Bramwick. What was it, a slow seven? When he worked on Tuesday morning, it was probably slow seven to a soft ten, and he got through that really well. But, you know, today's different. It's like Bramwick the other week. It's going to be bottomless. It's going to be very heavy. Going to be survival of the strongest and the fittest.
Your other runners in this race, Minari, he's a lot better colt than what we saw the other day.
He had excuses the other day. He missed a start, made a long run around on the outside, got bumped at the furlong, and probably ran out of steam. He'd been 5 weeks string runs, and he'd done very well. And his run tightened him up and improved him a good bit. Done a bit of yakka since. He's one that does appear to get through the ground, and his work on Tuesday morning with an old horse is very strong. He's strong right through the line, and I'm happy where he's sitting and how he's going, you know.
Where's he going to be sitting in the run?
I don't reckon he'd be that far away, Ron, providing he steps clean from barrier one. I don't think he'd be that far off the speed. I think he'd be, well, he's going to be pick him up and get him up beyond the speed. Don't let him get too far out of it, and having just sitting behind him, because you will be strong at the end and you will run 1,200 metres.
This other horse, Trapeze Artist, was it the blinkers or was it the dry track that switched him on at Canberra?
It was probably the blinkers. He always showed really good ability pre-season. This time in, when he's come along prior to his trial, I didn't think he was going quite as well. Gave him his first trial, his second trial. I said, Josh Parr, that horse needs blinkers. And he said, oh, I don't know about that. But prior to running at Newcastle, I worked him a couple of times in blinkers, and he worked enormous. He went to Newcastle as big odds off his trial, but we thought he could win at Newcastle, and he was good. Raced a bit close in a slow run race outside the speed at Randwick, and got along quite good, and then I put the blinkers on him and took him up there, and I didn't think he'd miss top three at Canberra. He'd been aimed at the race, and I was confident he'd run very, very well, and told Bert very wouldn't miss top three, and he did. He did have his easy time. He got up outside the speed and pace in a race where there wasn't a lot of speed, so originally we were going to ride in quiet until after the scratchings, and then we decided to go forward, and well, you know, they let him dictate the race, and he was too good. But it didn't surprise me he'd done that, because he, with the blinkers on at home, he did show he's right up there with those other colts as well.
It's been a great, you've had a great year with your two-year-olds, plenty of highs and lows.
Yeah, it's been good.
Last Saturday for about 10 minutes, Gerald, I wouldn't have liked to have been beside you.
Oh, that was one of those things. You don't worry about things you can't help, you know. It's one of those things that you couldn't help. They both come out of their day at the race as good as gold, and Condors will run on Wednesday at Warwick Farm, hopefully, and the other horse will still back up next week into the Bailey, but, you know, the right thing was done, pulling them out. And still had a horse Sunday, still had two horses Sunday morning, you know, if they had a run.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you'd probably be still picking them up off the ground, so I was quite happy with the decision. And but no, the season's been good, and I know these three colts are going in today with good preps and haven't been bombed out getting here. And Trapeze Art has had a terrific prep. You know, he's gone sneaked around through the back door. He hasn't had a gut buster. He hasn't been pressured, and I reckon he's just coming along at the right time.
Okay. Samantha, she was good winning on the wet last time.
Very good in the wet, right? No, it's quite funny. We only put her in on the Monday morning going to go to that race because of the she was going to go elsewhere. And then we thought, oh, it's wet. She handled the wet. We'll have a crack. And the same today. We were going to go straight to the PJ Bell, but the forecast during the week, we said that George Alamondi will run her in the birthday card. And she goes through the wet ground, and she's a tough little thing. And just Bay doesn't look to be a lot of speed on paper in that race, so where she gets to, I'm not real sure, but she certainly hasn't gone backwards. She's done very well.
Star of Monsoon in race three, Resume. He's only had one soft trial. How's his fitness level?
His fitness level is really good. He's been going to go to the races, I reckon, four times in the last month. Gallop between races there a month ago with Schaefer galloped very well, but he's been forced, no race has been called off and things like that. In the wet ground, I'm not 100% certain, but he has to go around. And where you're trying to head with him, he has to go around. He's probably as good a maiden there is in Australia. Very well bred colt. He'd probably handle his first start in a race as his only exposure to a heavy track, and he'd probably handle that a lot better than he'd handle the tracks that are just slow sort of thing. So it might be one of those that need the top of the ground or real heavy, and in between he doesn't suit. But he looks well, he's going well, his work's been good, and he's fit enough to cop a race, whether he's fit enough to win a race first up on a heavy 10, no remains to be seen.
Your other runner in the Guineas is Harper's Choice. You're aiming him for the Derby?
Today it was going to be the decider whether to go to the Derby or come back a grade. He was only just fair in the heavy track at Ramwick, even though I thought his run was quite good. Off a freshen up, he has come on good from it. He's another one that where he's drawn is where he's going to, he remains where he's going to get to. I would prefer to perhaps see him on top of the ground, but in saying that, he's not hopeless in the ground. And this evening, he's down as winning on a heavy track at Kembla. Well, that was a day the inside is really heavy and way out near the outside fence. He's nearly a good track, and he was out there. So it's a bit deceiving seeing in his form that he's run on a heavy track, because where he was galloping that day, it wasn't heavy. So, but he's a nice horse. Always a good time for him, and he's a consistent horse, and he can run a nice even race, whether he can win it or not, I don't know, but you know, he'll run a nice even race, and then we'll see whether he stay at this journey or go to the Derby after. But it'd be hard to get a line today.
Yeah, understand. Harper's Choice there in the Sky Racing Rosehill Guineas. Gerald, you've got three in the slipper, which is a huge job in getting them there with the whole team. Good luck with them, mate.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through all of his runners. Zara Bay has come out of race two. Race two, number nine, Zara Bay. And then in the Epona, race nine, number 11, Rose's Song has come out this morning as well. So
it's our leader too.
It's race nine, number 11. So we're sitting at 15. We're coming up. We're only a minute off scratching time. We'll take a break. More interviews to come. Who's on this morning at 7:45?
Oh.
Who's on this morning at 7:45?
Did you get him?
Lloyd Williams will be joining us at 7:45. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Sky Sports Radio brings you racing's best wrap. Mondays, catch TK, Ron Duffacy and Dean Lester with all the weekend analysis.
Plus your Carnival Talkback calls.
Punters Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $1 million guaranteed first four pool on the Golden Slipper at Rosehill Gardens today and a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. Now you can check your ticket and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Check, collect, celebrate with the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The NRL is heating up as clubs try to break away from the rest of the pack early. This week in Big League, we profile two of the best ever, Jonathan Thurston and Cameron Smith. Together with Penrith's young halves Nathan Cleary and Tamari Martin and the Matautia brothers. We also ask Sharks players whether they can defend their premiership. George Burgess admits he deserved to be dropped. And Dylan Napa says an origin spot has been driving him for years. And we figure out whether the Raiders can recover from their slow start. Big League, your most trusted source of rugby league info and the highest selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale now in news agencies, supermarkets and at every NRL game every week.
Sydney's Racing Crown, the championships, April 1 and 8.
It is Racing HQ for a Saturday. I wanted to tell you something, and now it's gone completely out of my mind. But we are on a heavy 10 here at Rose Hill. Certainly safe. Penetrometer 6.31 and the rail at 3 metres. And we've got it all covered with the Everest. We'll give you some news on the Everest shortly, James Doyle. And some really good news on Kate Nipperis, a track work rider who had a really bad fall, and some really positive news overnight. I'll give you that in just a moment. But David Hayes is online on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Dave, I heard the interview and we played it on radio on Thursday, and the guys on TV have played it as well, that you galloped a couple of horses on Thursday on the course proper at Randwick, and it was the first time that those two-year-olds had seen anything wet at all.
Yes, that's right. I've only ever been on irrigated ground, which is normally, you know, good to dead at Lindsay Park, but we've just had an incredible run of lovely dry weather through summer. And that's when they've been prepared. So they worked on it. They seemed to work fine, but it was unbelievable. They'd had a clear 24 hours without rain, and the track was in pretty good order. So they were very happy on the dead ground that was given up to them.
David, you've had an amazing season with these two-year-olds, haven't you? Well, yes, amazing season all round.
Yeah, we've had a good season, and let's hope it continues. Days like today, if you can get a couple up, it really, you know, puts cream on the cake.
Just run us through these four here. Catchy, she's obviously settled in okay.
Yeah. The Catchy's got up here and she's very professional. She reminds us all of Miss Finland. And I think if she handles the ground, it'll take a good one to beat her.
A formality, well drawn. There's not much talk about her.
No, there isn't. Look, she beat Tulip last start and was beaten by Catchy, but I think she had the most improvement left in her. She was 3 weeks between runs, and she just had a big blow, and her work since the Diamond's been outstanding. So watching Tulip do that last week, I know she'll be right in the finish if she gets through the ground.
Must have been really good to see Tulip do that last week. She just owned that race, and would give you a lot of confidence with these other fillies.
It does. If there wasn't a factor of the unknown with the track, I'd be very confident Catchy and Foundation, Formality would do
Formality.
Well.
Mm.
And your other horse, Medina, is she going to ride her a little quieter today?
Yeah, look, I think she's in really big overs. She's the only one of mine that's been on something that resembles a wet track. We had a thunderstorm on Monday and she worked on it. She seemed to work very well at home. Look, she was, I think, 10 to 1 on last time and got rolled by a head. I think the filly that beat her is very good. And I had her a bit fresh and she pissed up a bit before the race, but she's really come into the zone. Never been out of a place and I think deserves a spot. Ridden cold, she travelled from behind.
Medinity will go back here, but most people thought that the horse would have been up there putting some pressure maybe on Hootson.
Look, we've raced Hootson trying to mix it with Hootson and that doesn't work, so you'd be mad to do it again. So we're going to ride her in a conservative manner and let someone else run with Hootson.
Okay.
Other runners today, Darren, he's third up here. He's raced well in Sydney before.
Yeah, he's rock hard fit and I'm sure he'll run a good race. He got beaten by the Caulfield Guineas when they're by a short half head first up in Sydney once before. That's pretty good form.
He's our Rocky's backing up.
Yeah, I know. He's probably one of my few horses that has been on the ground. He raced brilliantly over 2,000 over the carnival last year on very wet ground. And I just don't think it's the strongest round bet I've ever seen.
Seabird is fitter now.
Yeah, he was a little bit behind last start, but that race has brought him on. He's bred to handle the wet, but his one attempt on it, he didn't fire, but he pulled up and burned his bumpers. I think he might have been just a bit immature in those days.
Mm-hmm. A couple of speedy types in the Galaxy, Fartanar and Miss Promiscuity.
Yeah, they'll be up on the pace for a long way. Fartanar missed a run in the Lightning through bad luck where he had to be scratched, and I think he was in front with a 1,000 metres run the other day and just got ran out of puff. So I think he's timed up a lot and his track work has been outstanding leading into it.
I thought Cabela might be a bit of a long shot in the last. Had some good heavy form overseas.
Yeah, she definitely did. She goes well with Sydney way of going. Her form in France was on the Sydney leg. On wet ground, and the distance is ideal, so she might be one at a bit of value.
And you got a big team in at Flemington. Is there one or two there the punter should keep an eye out for?
I would probably keep a look out for the filly that beat Medina Leap. Plover said I think she's a very smart filly, and I'm hoping Bastille can win three in a row. He's a pretty smart horse, expensive yearling that Cormore and Friends bought.
Beautiful.
Good luck, Dave. We'll see you up here. Hope they all run well.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, David. Good on you, mate. David Hayes there. Now, the scratchings have gone interim. We have 15 interim scratchings, so here they are for Rose Hill. As we know, it's heavy 10, but safe. They galloped a couple of horses on it after the 27 mil of rain fell overnight, and it's certainly safe. Heavy 10, penetrometer 6.31. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 7, Hermosa Beach, and 9, Zara Bay, 7 and 9. Race 3, number 5, Glen Orr, 9, Demolition, and 13, Raymond, 5, 9 and 13. The 4th, number 2, Preferment, number 2. Race 5, number 4, Tosin Stardom, and 7, Endless Drama, 4 and 7. Race 6 clear. Race 7, The Slipper, repeating that Invader is out, number 7. Chauffeur will get a run for Josh Parr. That's the interim scratching situation there. Race 8 at clear. Race 9, number 5, Happy Hannah, and 11, Rose's Song, 5 and 11. And race 10, 11, Invincible George, 14, Leamy Astray, 18, Calabas, and 19, Gadfly, 11, 14, 18, and 19. So they're the interim. Take note today, the quaddy races 6, 7, 8, and 9. It's not on the last race, so be aware of that today. The quaddy on races 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I had two people text me. As I mentioned earlier, Rose's Song was scratched, and all people could hear was Mike going, oh, no.
Wow. What was that about?
Well, because the pace came out of the race, and I think Mike might have been tipping it or something.
Oh, no, it wasn't tipping it. It just makes it a messy race, that's all.
The tempo, very messy, very messy.
Yeah. Understand. Repeating Grafton Racing today, they had 70 mil in about 5.5 hours and it was still raining, so Grafton Racing today has been postponed. Canberra Racing is a tab. It's a good Ford down there. They irrigated yesterday. Remarkable just where this rain band is going down New South Wales and literally stopping. But and Kembla Grange, as we know, a couple of days ago was called off. Ron, some of the photos of Kembla on Thursday night, 100 mil in about 90 minutes.
Yeah, they were underwater, weren't they?
Yeah, staggering.
So it is, you know, and does it, you know, do, as a form student, does this get in your head? Where's the rain been? How these horses have bad tracks to work on?
Well, it actually turned around, Mike. If you, as we've all been watching the radar this week, the rain initially came down from the north, and then we got to Thursday afternoon, and it sort of backtracked and come back from the ocean. It's been all over the place, all over the place. Mike, I don't want you to tell us who you're tipping in the slipper, but the makeup of it. Just on a heavy 10, is there standouts here that horses we know that will handle it?
Well, you've got horses like Veronillo can get through the ground. Diamond Tathaka can get through the ground quite well. Excuse me. Frolic's got, well, we saw Frolic the other a fortnight ago. They're the principal ones that, you know, that I've got handling the ground. Tulip is all right. She Will Rain's got wet form. In actual fact, this is probably one of the few slippers where, as I said earlier in the show, that they've got a fair bit of experience on the wet because they've had a number of wet tracks. But the thing I'm going to be interested to see, Ronnie, is how these horses cope from the Randwick Guineas meeting a fortnight ago. I think we've got, prior to scratches, we had 30-plus runners coming out of that meeting into today's slipper meeting. It's how those ones come on from that tough run a fortnight ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big question mark, isn't it? Some of them can be flat, and some of them will, you know, they'll have hard legs coming into today. So you could, there's pros and cons.
Mm, exactly. Well, I know Gary Portelli is one that loves She Will Rain running there to get that fitness and the 1200. Hugh Bowman's joining us now on Racing HQ Saturday. Hugh, 27 millimetres of rain overnight. We didn't need that. I know you galloped on it on Thursday, and it's safe ground. We've just got to hope there's no more significant rain through the day.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. I mean, I can't see it being a problem, but if it's heavy rain when the races are on, that could pose an issue, but just see how we go. I mean, it hasn't really been heavy rain. Consistent heavy rain, even over the last few days, it's just been constant showers, so...
Yeah.
Continues like that, we ought to be right.
What are we saying about Wiggs today? What can we say that hasn't been said about her?
Well, I don't know. You're in charge of all that, Ron. Not much I can say. I mean,
I've run out of superlatives. Okay, so
see today being much different. I think we've got worthy opponent in Chautauqua and, of course, Laura Main, who beat him the other day. But my gut feeling is I'd be surprised to see either of them beat her.
Off her work on Thursday, and you rode her back on Tuesday, would have been a much more serious workout. Has she just kept improving?
Well, I think she's getting to a point now where she's, you know, very close to peak fitness.
Peak.
Similar to, you know, when she arrived in Melbourne for her final two runs of her spring campaign, I really noticed a difference in her work. When I got down there, or the sort of gallop leading into the Caulfield Stakes, and it's very similar this time. You know, she's had that. I asked her to do a bit more in a first up run than I have previously, and you know, second up she coasted the line, but it was very heavy ground. So, you know, I think she might have felt it a bit, just the way she idled to the line when I sort of eased off on her. Not that I really pushed her that hard, but you know, I just feel that she really came on from the Chippy Norton Stakes win this time, and she's just been ticking over since then. And you know, I think, you know, Chris knows her very well, and he's got her where she needs to be.
You lost your slipper ride, but if you hadn't a ride in the race, which one would you like to have ridden?
Well, it's very difficult. With the conditions, you know, I think on top of the ground, I was very impressed with the way Hoopson went at the Gold Coast. And I just think her natural speed sets up very well for this race. But I think with the conditions, it's going to make it very hard for her. Look, that's a lottery. It really is. Yeah. I think if I had my choice, I'd probably ride Catchy in the hope that I could be on her as a three-year-old, because she, to me, without having seen her live, she just looks a really big, strong filly that's going to really love a mile. That's not knowing anything about her. But, yeah, it's just hard to ignore that Blue Diamond win. You know, she was the only one that really hit the line, and she made up a significant bit of ground late to get the job done. So I think she could be a special horse going forward. But today, she's a risk today. She has to be.
Nancy, race two, you rode her first up. She looks genuine.
Yeah, she is. Just found condition probably gave way the last little bit on, you know, it was pretty testing track. I was caught wide, which probably didn't cost her because it was probably the place to be. But, you know, Peter and Paul, they always leave a little bit in the tank with their horses first up, and I don't think this was any different that day. She carried top weight and was narrowly defeated. I thought her run second up had merit. And, you know, I'd like to think she can probably ready to peak third up, but she's still got to give a bit of weight away to some rivals that are probably not far off her in the rating. So, you know, she's going to need some luck.
Anaheim in race six. He looks a progressive sort of stayer.
Yeah, he does. Again, a horse I don't have much to do with, but, you know, I've had... You know, obviously I ride for Trent and Natalie whenever they have a horse here, if I can. And, you know, I know they're very keen on him. I think the wet track won't pose a problem for him. And the key to this horse is the 2,000 metres. It looks to me that he's been crying out for it. You know, he's got to run well today to put his hand up and say I'm a legitimate Derby hopeful, but I'm expecting a big performance from him.
Fell Swoop in the Galaxy has enough ability to win this.
Yeah, he does. I think the conditions probably play into our favour, although he's giving a lot of weight to some, you know, pretty handy rivals. I can sense going to get a pretty good run in this race. I can see a lot of, you know, there's a few horses that are real go-forward horses, and, you know, that's their killer punch, their speed. So I think the race sets up nicely for him. He had legitimate excuses first up at Caulfield. So, you know, he's a genuine Group 1 performer, and I think he's well-placed in the Galaxy this afternoon.
And you finish with Rado in the last. He has a bit of wet form, and I didn't mind his trial.
Yeah, his trial was good, although he had a couple of runs. So, I mean, when horses have had sure. runs in their prep, they always do trial well. But he's well-placed, and he'll run a good race. And, you know, Chris is obviously aiming him at the championships in a couple of weeks' time, and he knows what it takes to win it. So I think this horse, whether it's his best pick or not, I don't know, but we'll see where he's at this afternoon.
You will look forward to it, mate. We're out here at Rose Hill, and we've had little patches of rain go through in the last couple of hours. Let's hope it's clear for the races. And we know we're on a heavy 10, but let's hope we just get through the program today and we see good, clean racing. We'll see you out here.
All right, Andrew. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Hugh Bowman going through his rides. I wanted to mention Kate Nipperis, who was a track work rider. She had a really bad incident. And Morris Logue from Racing New South Wales spent the afternoon with Kate yesterday. A truly inspirational person, states Morris in the release that he sent to us. He said Kate Nipperis was given a less than a 10% chance of ever walking again by her doctors. Correction, wrong. Doctors didn't know Kate's will to win is as big as Winks. Kate told her doctors she wasn't leaving hospital in a wheelchair, and true to her word, she'll be walking out of hospital on the 13th of April without her wheelchair. Way to go, Kate, from the whole racing industry. I'm shivering as I read it from Morris Logue. She spoke with Sean one morning, and it was truly inspirational. And to now know that she is up and walking, and it would be a ginger walk and things like that, but now to have the process that she's now going to leave hospital on the 13th of April without a wheelchair, congratulations goes to Kate and everyone concerned. It's great.
Terrific stuff.
Yeah, it is. Lloyd Williams is our last interview of the morning. Lloyd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you? Now, who have you got up there? Ronnie and Michael, have you?
Yes,
yeah,
Lloyd.
Yeah, they're here, ready to go. We're at Rose Hill, Ron and I. Lloyd, we're trying to... Well, it's a heavy 10. It's a genuine heavy 10 after rain overnight, Lloyd, but it's safe. They gallop horses, and they're certainly deeming it safe.
Isn't it a tragedy up there for what John Massar and his executives have done for that autumn carnival? It's, you know, it's a fantastic carnival you've got up there, and you, all you do is get rain. Extraordinary, isn't it? I feel very sorry for John Massar. I'll have to give him a transfer and get him to come down to Melbourne. We, we haven't even got a chairman or a chief executive that runs Racing Victoria.
No, there's been, I don't know whether you want to comment, but it's been an interesting 24 hours, Lloyd.
Yeah, yes, it has been a very interesting 24 hours, hasn't it? You know, that I'm a great believer in authority. Andrew, you probably know my views, but integrity and authority, so... I won't make any comments.
Understand. Well, let's talk about these horses. You obviously tossed it around. Give us your thoughts during the week with the weather with the United States and our century.
I was always going to come, Andrew. You know, keen to be up there for this meeting and the Randwick meeting. So, but we're always going to come. But it's a shame about the weather. But those horses are in good order. Actually, they're staying with Michael Friedman, but they're fine. So, you know, pretty happy with them. You know, it's the unknown as far as the track's concerned, but Century, for a start, he's a nice horse. If you take him back to Europe, the Queen's Vase at Ascot, he ran second to Hartnell in the Queen's Vase. He probably should have beaten him if you have a look at the replay. We got him out here, and he ran into a problem. So that's the reason why he was off the scene for such a long while. But pretty happy with him now. He's an improving stayer. Whether he wants a heavy 10, I'm not sure. But pretty happy with him. So there we
Lloyd,
are.
Is he an adaptable sort of a horse? This is a potentially, well, unless Cafe Society rolls this week, it's a potentially a bit of a walking race.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he doesn't pull, Ronnie. You'd be happy to ride him even at this stage of your career. So,
right.
You know, he's a very nice horse, actually. Light on his feet type horse, a Monjour horse. Most of them handle the soft. You know, he's a horse that I've always liked, actually. As you're probably aware, I've got quite a few horses with Aidan O'Brien overseas, and I always liked him when Aidan first had him over there. But nice style of horse. Nice style of horse for a wet track like this. So I'm hoping for the best, you know. But, you know, as you all know up there, putting him on a heavy 10, until the race is run, you've got no idea, really.
No. The United States, is he set to defend the title here?
Well, he is. You know, he likes the backup. We're always going to come up here to this race with a seven-day backup. It's not an afterthought. We're always going to do it the same way as we did it last year. Whether he goes to a heavy 10, he certainly handles the soft, but whether he handles the heavy 10, I'm not sure. I think the horse has improved from last week. I think he probably needed the run last week. He just ran out of gas in the last probably 100 metres, 150 metres. But no, he's in good order. Looks particularly well. You like both, you know, Ronnie, you're looking at him in the mounting yard, you like both of them on looks. You know, they're ready to run a great race, whether they're ready for a heavy 10. Only the Almighty knows. But,
that's right.
So there we go. That's all I can tell you about him.
Two runners at Flemington. Sir Isaac Newton, is he ready to run a race?
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He's a nice horse. He didn't have much luck in the Caulfield Cup. He's Colm O'Donoghue who set him alight. He set him alight, and Aidan O'Brien set Colm and O'Donoghue alight after the race. He's settled down. We've gelded him since he's been up at Macedon.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's questionable whether Massett and Lodge can improve on Belly Doyle? That's about the question, isn't it? You know, you'd have to ask yourself. I don't know, Brian only won 23 Group 1 races last year, so we only won about two or three, so we're a poor relation, so whether we've improved him or not, but he looks well. He looks well, whether, you know, the Japanese horse looks as if he's a certainty, doesn't he? But he'll run well. He's a horse that goes forward. You know, he'll be rolling along in front in a small field like that. There's only six runners. And the other horse we've got in up there, Goodwill, he's a tough staying type horse, came from Europe. He got beat. He gave the gouts, which was great for me because I've been gout with the gout since he was an apprentice. So it was great that I should be able to give gouts his last winning ride. The next start after that, he had a crook foot. So we only realised that after the race. So that was bad judgment by us. But he should run well today. He's a tough staying horse. Come out of the same family as High Chaparral, that horse. So he's a proper staying horse. So he'll run well. So both horses in Melbourne will run well without me telling you they're good things or anything like that. No good for Michael. He wants them over the line, doesn't he?
No,
is he still robbing
always.
People at golf up there, that Michael?
Yeah, nothing changes.
Yeah, there, Mike Fraser. I better give you let you have a say there, mate.
Morning, lawyer. Yeah, no, the golf's actually quite good at the moment. Hitting it all right.
Have you got a fair allowance, have you?
Yeah, I'm off 11 now.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh,
well, that means you can play to six. I know you, Michael.
You're the best.
He knows you too well, Mike. He knows you.
Lloyd used to carry me against Mick Dettman and Greg Hall, and whenever we'd lose, Lloyd would pay. He wouldn't even take my money, so I was embarrassed.
I was embarrassed.
I remember one day he was driving off in his silver Mercedes, and I'm running up the driveway trying to give him the money. He said, "Don't worry about it, son. Don't worry about it."
You should have upped the stakes.
No, I'm not like that.
The only one we couldn't contend with was Billy, wasn't it? Billy Dye, he was too good for us.
Oh, yeah, and didn't he tell us?
he was in Melbourne for the Spring Carnival. He was still telling me.
Oh, dear.
Good to talk to you, chaps, and have a good day up there. I feel sorry for you about the rain, but it's a great carnival you've got up there.
We look forward to it. Good on you, Lloyd. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Lloyd Williams there. Okay, I'm going to dive into the scratchings, Ron, and then we'll dive into the full preview. We are running a little bit behind.
I'll go and see if Munsey's
there. Just go and see if Munsey's warmed up those sausage rolls for you.
I thought it was frittatas. I'll go and check it out.
No, that was last week. Okay, there goes Ronnie's taking his headset off, as people can see on Sky TV, and he's going to wander off there, Ron, and just check out things. So let's go through all of the scratchings for Rose Hill. It's a heavy 10, penetrometer 6.31, and the rail at 3. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 7, Hermosa Beach and 9, Zara Bay. 7 and 9 out of the second. Race 3, number 5, Glenall. 9, Demolition and 13, Raymond. That's 5, 9 and 13. The fourth, number 2, Preferment is out at number 2. Race 5 here at Rose Hill. 4, Tosin Stardom and 7, Endless Drama. 4 and 7. Race 6 clear. Race 7, the Golden Slipper, sponsored by Lejeunes. Take out 7, Invader, 18, Showtime, and 19, The Mission. 7, 18, and 19 out of the Slipper. Race 8 clear. Race 9, number 5, Happy Hannah, and 11, Rose's Song, 5 and 11. And race 10, number 11, Invincible George, 14, Leamy Astray, and the Emergencies, 18, Calabasas, and 19, Gladfly, 11, 14, 18, and 19. And all of the jockeys are in the paper, so that gives you the information there for the program here on Golden Slipper Day. Now, repeating that Kembla Grange a couple of days ago was called off. Grafton today was called off after 70 mil of rain in about 5.5 hours, so no Grafton. We've got a tap program down at Canberra, fine down there, a good four with a penetrometer of 3.98. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Canberra, number 8, Miss Smugly, and the Emergencies 14, 15 and 16. Race 3, number 12, Madame Jura, number 12. Race 4, take out the four Emergencies, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 5 at Canberra, number 2, Had Duck, but 3 Our Congrats, 7 Pink Moscato, and 16 It's a Joke. 2, 3, 7, and 16. And the last of the scratchings in race 6, takeout 16, Shoulder Charge. So it's a TAB program at Canberra, the first down there today at 12:30. We move to Flemington, down there in Melbourne, fine and 29 degrees expected there. The track's come up as a good 4. They're saying it'll get to a 3 pretty early in the day, and the rail's at 3 metres. Race 1 at Flemington, takeout 11, Ruby Lane, number 11. Race 2, number 6, Magna Rock, and 8, Gershom, 6 and 8. The third, number 9, Sprung Dancing, 10, Tantab Beauty, and 11, Cherie Shinzig, 9, 10, and 11. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 1, Blackheart Barter's out, number 1. Race 6, number 2, Snitzelwood, and 8, Peaky Blinders, 2 and 8. Race 7, number 7, Armada is out, number 7. Race 8, number 8, Dan Zephyr, number 8.